So, guys, my head is starting to clear a bit. Yes, I'm starting to get clarity again. Now, I've noticed on the social media and other places that a lot of guys are starting to use a word for femoins. And the word is garden tool. Now, I feel that that's probably a bit too strong, and they don't really deserve that name. But I kind of get what they actually mean by it. Because when you listen to these modern femoins on social media, the way they talk as if they're in some kind of fantasy land. It certainly isn't the real planet we live on. For instance, the Wall's been coming for femoins since time has begun. And yet hardly any femoin prepares for the Wall, or even realizes it's actually coming for them. They kind of have this sort of fantasy bubble in their heads where they look down this long, narrow hallway of their own making. And all the doors lead to her. The difference is men evolve around with the planet, but femoins, the world evolves around them. And a lot of these femoins are saying, I'm strong and empowered and I don't need no man. But that isn't true at all, is it? Because the government is helping them out, left, right and center. And loads of other organizations for femoins only help them out too. So they're not standing alone and all empowered, are they? Maybe they are in their heads. It's amazing how the femoins have completely got so delusional. And I think it's because they believe their own hype. And whereas many years ago, a lot of femoins could be unstable, the majority of the modern femoins seem to be completely mad as hatters. And I don't understand or know how you young men out there deal with them. Unless you have a degree in psychology, all these self-entitled femoins of today want a 6-foot man who's good-looking, fit, and has money. In other words, they're Prince Charming. But most of these femoins forget that they don't look like a princess themselves. So the result is there's going to be a lot of disappointed femoins who will be living alone with the Cinderella syndrome. There's a very few femoins that actually will eventually wake up. But by then, it's usually too late. But femoins are like a nova star, aren't they? They can burn quite bright, but not for very long. If anybody remembers Pretty Woman, it was very successful because it was the femoin's dream on film. Anyway, I don't really care about them anyway because they don't care about us. Anyway, I'm going to go out and do a bit of gardening. Now, where did I put that garden tool?